Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to the Dr. Glovina Show. I'd like you to do me a huge favor. Could you please post, call, or text someone and invite them to join us on the Dr. Glovina Show? And I am Glovina Williams. Before we move on, I want to remind you that God knows the thoughts and the plans He has for your life. But the question remains, do you believe God? Because when we truly believe God, this belief requires action. In other words, I'm encouraging you to step out on faith. I want to remind you, this is a safe place where you can gain clarity to rebuild and possibly restructure your life and feel safe and happy while doing it. Okay, let's get started.
Well, hello, and I am Glovina Williams. I want to thank you for joining us today on our podcast. And it's interesting that we'll look at some reflections, some words of wisdom. You know, I am totally and awesomely convinced that life is so precious. And it is so important that we spend time with our loved ones. Thank you, Marie. Great. It is so important that we spend time with our loved ones. And this weekend, I had that opportunity. Now, actually, I've been working and teaching on relationships. Relationships are so important, which I've brought out, that everything really rises and falls on the relationships that we are engaged in. But most importantly, the relationship that we have with ourselves. And I talked about that once before, that we're going to have it as a given that God being on the inside of us is the utmost relationship. It is the premier. But beginning to develop and to work on healthy relationships, it takes work. It takes humility. It takes humbling. That's what I'm saying. It takes humbling ourselves. But as I mentioned, this weekend, I really had a tremendous life-changing weekend. Why was it life-changing? Because I spent time with some people that I care about and I love. I actually had the opportunity to attend a play and a dinner dance with the Wendell Phillips High School, my alma mater. Many may know that I was actually inducted into my high school Hall of Fame, and there are other people that are in this Hall of Fame, but I often wondered, what did they see in me that they would bring me into that arena? You know, people that are in my high school Hall of Fame, Wendell Phillips, located on the south side of Chicago, Sam Cooke, some of you may have never heard of him, but Nat King Cole, Marla Gibbs, the Globetrotters. I could go on and on. The wonderful poet, Gwendolyn Brooks. Many people have been inducted into my high school Hall of Fame because Wendell Phillips, in a sense, is historical. Because in Chicago, many years ago, this, along with about two or three other high schools, this is where predominantly African Americans attended school. This is one of the reasons why it is considered also historical. So I had an opportunity to spend time with them. We went to a play together. I would say it was a number of us. It was a big crowd. And these are all the people that I graduated with that chose to attend. And also at the dinner dance, wonderful. The food was magnificent. The company, the people that I had an opportunity to interact with, you know, you're able to catch up on what you've been doing with your life, where your children, your grandchildren, the places you've lived and visited. We're talking about reflections in this podcast. So actually, my alma mater, Wendell Phillips High School, is becoming almost like family. And I want to thank those that coordinated this awesome, wonderful weekend. Well, that wasn't the end of my weekend. And then on yesterday, I had the opportunity to spend it with my mom. And I mean, we had a wonderful time. We had an opportunity to worship together. Then we had lunch together. And then we kind of parted. I said, I'm going to take a nap. She says, I'm going to do the same. And then we got back together later that evening. And we talked until the wee hours of the morning. I'm talking about reflections and words of wisdom. I'll tell you a little bit about myself. As many of you already know, I'm a native of Chicago, and currently I reside in Alexandria. You know, I served as a United States Navy chapel lay leader on the island of Sardinia, Italy. Look it up sometimes. The island of Sardinia. And then I also served as a chapel lay leader in Naples, Italy. Many of you know, and some of you may not know, I'm a licensed ordained minister. Yeah. So if you're looking for someone to marry you, officiate at your wedding, please. I might be your girl. Yeah, I have a bachelor's degree in sociology and a doctor of ministry degree. As I've mentioned, many of you already know this about me. I'm an international conference speaker and lecturer. I'm a published author, and as you know, I host a weekly internationally syndicated podcast. I've traveled throughout Europe, Africa, and the Middle East, and Asia, and I have, by God's grace, I have launched countless leaders globally. And I've done this, my beloveds, through coaching, mentoring, and intensive ministerial leadership training, because part of my goal, part of the call that is upon my life, my assignment on this planet, is to raise up generational servant leaders, those who recognize that leadership calls for you or for me to be a servant. And as I mentioned, I've traveled throughout the world. I've been on 5 of the 7 continents, and I recently retired from the Pentagon. You know, as my mom and I were talking last night, and we were sharing reflections, and there were things that I shared with her last night, she said, wow, you never told me that. This is why it is important that we spend time with those that we love, that we respect, that we're in relationship with, because these things deepen our relationships. Sometimes you may not be able to visit. And as a very wise man said to us, I would say it was quite a while ago, but his name was Frederick Moffat. He said, when you love someone, you do one of 3 things. He said, you give them a call. You hear their voice and let them hear your voice. You send them a letter, a card, or something that they can keep. He said, or you go and visit them. These are the things that help to develop our relationships and helps to take them to the next level. I want to share something else with you. I'm also the founding president of 2 nonprofit organizations that actually have 501c3 status. Some of you know what that is. That's basically you're recognized by the federal government as a nonprofit organization. I want to tell you also the Dr. Glovina Ministries. This is part of what the podcast is doing right now. I want you to know that as I began to reflect, I would say, not a year ago, but a few months ago, I sent out an email and I asked people that know me, I said, could you please just send me maybe 1 or 2 quotes? We're talking about reflections, my beloved. 1 or 2 quotes that you remember that I said that has impacted your life in some way. And I was amazed at the response that I received. So in this podcast of reflection and words of wisdom, I'd like to share some of these with you. I've given you a little bit of my background. I'm not a new kid on the block. So I want to share. Here's some of the quotes that was sent to me. And some of them, when I read, I'm like, oh, wow, I forgot about that. Or I'm surprised that they remember that. But here's one. This person may not be your assignment. Have you ever in your life just insisted on bringing someone to the next level? You've insisted on helping a person to become better, and you sometimes want it more than they do. This person may not be your assignment. How about that? Listen at this one. Never undermine your intelligence. Do not dumb yourself down for the sake of people. Here's my short story. I used to do that because I never wanted anyone to think that I felt like I was a know-it-all. You know, no one likes a know-it-all, right? So I would, in a sense, dumb myself down so that I would not appear to know actually often what I knew. Maybe there's someone that's listening. Maybe that's happened to you. But never undermine your intelligence. Do not, my beloveds, dumb yourself down for the sake of people so that they can feel comfortable in talking to you. Yeah, don't do it. Here's another one. And these were sent to me by people that I said, I didn't know you remembered that. Here's a beautiful one. Seek refuge in God because God has the answer to all of our desires. Seek refuge in God. Yeah. Yeah, really, just get under the wing of his protection and he will begin to speak to you. Listen at this one. It's okay to put yourself first. This really is for those who are, I'm talking about those givers. I'm talking about those that have the gift of giving. Learn how to also give to yourself. It's okay to put yourself first. Remember early on in this podcast, I brought to our attention that the most important relationship that we have and that we should develop and make healthy and prosperous and successful is the relationship that we have with ourselves. It's okay to put yourself first. Learn to say no. And the person that sent me that put an exclamation point behind it. Learn to say no. Again, we're looking at quotes that people throughout the world sent me that they remembered hearing me say, learn to say no. Here's another one. Giving is sowing a seed for yourself. That's something else that my mother, my dear mother, and I had an opportunity to talk about. Giving. We really went into detail last night about the power of giving. But here's the quote. Giving is sowing a seed for yourself. What you plant, you will later enjoy the fruit. And then the young lady added behind this, she said, when you said this to me, I went out and I found a coffee mug that related to planting a seed and watching it grow. How about this one? Here's another one. Your endeavors or hardships will only make you stronger so you can be triumphant in your goals. So what may look like a really tough time for us, and God knows I've seen my tough days, which is what we call life. But your endeavors, what you pursue to do, what you intend on doing with your life, and even your hardships will only make you stronger so you can be triumphant in the goals that you set. So sometimes the tough times that we're going through, it may not look like it's a factor. It's a component in making us stronger. It is, my beloved. Because if we're brutally honest and we look back over our life, what happens is this. We look at some of the most tough moments, some of the roughest experiences that we've gone through, and now we can see how it was working together for our good. It made you stronger. It built some resiliency. It builds resiliency in us. Life is not a bowl of cherries. I remember when I discovered that. And I also discovered that life is not always fair. But within the unfairness, within some of the lemons, as they say, that are given to us, it will make you stronger. If you can believe this today, we're looking at reflections and words of wisdom. Listen to this one. Reach one, teach one. Yeah. That motto was actually given to me by a man by the name of Kevin Gresham. He built a powerful organization on Reach One, Teach One. Yeah. And the woman that sent me this, she said, that encouraged me to become more active in my community. Listen up, my beloved. The woman, I said, here's another quote, the woman, the female, is an integral part of our human society because she is divine. Did you know that? This is one of my favorites I'm about to read to you. The provision is on the path. If we will just start on the journey, this is the quote, the provision is on the path. If we will start the journey, life will prove to you that as you step out on faith, my beloveds, as you put one foot in front of the other, the provision will be there. And I know many of you, look back over your life. It could have been pursuing a college degree. It could have been having a family that you didn't expect to be as large or having more children than you thought you would have. God provided. The provision is on the path. So what I'm saying in this quote, come on, get on the path of your destiny, whatever it is, and begin to walk on it. Put one foot in front of the other. Here's one I want to share that my aunt said to me when I was a very small little girl. She said to me, when you know better, you will do better. And as life went on, I heard other people say that, but I heard my aunt say that, and she said it to me, when we know better, we will do better. And she gave this to me in reference of being so that I would not be overly critical. Did you hear what I said? So that I would not be overly critical of people. To me, when a person knows better, I mean, when they truly know, oh my goodness, reflections, words of wisdom, when they truly know, they will do better. Here's another quote. Once you see, you see. These are things that people said to me that I said. And when I read them, I'm like, oh man, I can use that. Once you see, you see. Once you really see something, in other words, when you get the revelation of it, when you get the understanding, you will see. That ties in with the other quote, when you know better, you do better. Yeah, once you see, you see. I hope that something is being said in these reflections and words of wisdom that can bring a light, a ray, a reflection in your life that can perhaps start your, I'll put it like this, your new day of beginning. And this is, if I can pause for a moment, this is our time of new beginning. This is our time of new birthing. Many things are happening right now. Many people are praying. praying, in other words, communicating with God, on a consistent basis. This is nothing new, but there are some that have incorporated into their daily life praying on a consistent basis. And as we pray on a consistent basis, guess what? You're affecting the planet in a powerful way. I want to read to you. This goes in line with what I just said. I want to read with you something that came to me, and it can be one of my attention to the small things. Pay attention, my beloveds, to the small things, because the small things are signs, or I'll put it like this, indicators of a new season, a new beginning, a birthing. Pay attention to the small things. In this day and age, are we paying attention to what's going on? Let's put it another way. Are we connecting the dots? Don't let these moments pass you by. Pay attention to the small things. The small things are indicators, they're signs of a new beginning, a new season. Here's something else. This is recent. This is nothing that anyone sent me, but this is something that I want to share with you, my podcast audience. When you feel lost, please listen to me, and some of us do. At times, we feel, you know, that big word, discombobulated. I don't even know if that's a real word, but how did I get here? What happened? I seem to feel bewildered. It seems like I've lost my way. When you feel lost, when you've lost your way, here's the solution. Here's the directions. Here's the instructions. Go back the way you came. I know. Someone just said, ah. You see, sometimes that is the thing about wisdom. It can be stated often in a very simplistic way. When you feel lost, when you've lost your way, go back the way you came. Yeah. That's a recent one. Here's one that has helped so many. This particular quote says this: the mental and physical abuse inflicted upon you may not, and most likely, was not your fault. Remember, God loves you. If you can remember that, it will help to bring you out of a dark place. And it will place you in the marvelous healing light of Almighty God. Yeah. Here's a quote that I've said this one for years and years, publicly and just one-on-one. I may not know what was stolen from you, your family, your home, your finances, or perhaps even your health. But what I do know is this. God is going to restore everything that the cankerworm has stolen from you. I personally experienced that. There was a phase in my life where, in my opinion, I lost everything. But I'm older now. I'm wiser. I know I didn't lose everything because I still had the breath of life. I still had my family. I still had my health. But at that period in my life, I felt like I had lost everything. And someone read this scripture to me. And God, I grabbed a hold of it. I put my hand around it. I wrapped my mind around it. And I had the faith to believe that God would restore to me everything that I had lost. And he did. But here's the bonus. Here's the stretch. He gave me so much more than what I lost. So you may feel like you have lost something, few more. Reflections today, my beloved. Words of wisdom. Listen to this one. No matter what level you are on, it's still not God's best for you. There's always more. Why? Because God is unlimited. And also, sometimes we have to, I'm speaking now, prompt two, sometimes we have to expand our capacity in order to get the better parts out of life, to move to various levels in life. Yeah. No matter what level you're on, my beloved, no matter what dimension you're operating in, it's still not God's best for you. What are you saying? Don't get complacent. There's still more that you can do to make not only yourself, not only your family, your community of faith, but the world a better place. So no matter where you are right now, it's still not God's best. Because what? We all are still growing in God. He's unlimited. Yeah, there's always more. Here's one. Sometimes you can hear, I'll give you a little introduction to this quote. Sometimes you can hear something and you feel like, that's not right. I don't agree with that. Here's something that one of my beloved pastors taught me. Eat the meat and spit out the bones. And what she taught us was that when someone is speaking, listen to them. Don't turn them off because you've heard something that possibly you don't agree with at this point in your life. Because if you notice, if you keep living, life begins to unfold. She taught us, eat the meat and spit out the bones. In other words, take what is beneficial and what you feel at this time is of no use to you. Put it aside. Here's one. A storm can change the landscape and cause you and me to see things we never... Actually, this quote came, I'm talking about a torrential storm came through the Washington, D.C. area once, brought down trees and everything. I could not, the storm was so bad, I could not make it home because Route 1 in Alexandria, Virginia was flooded out. I had to actually get to the nearest military base so that I could have a place to sleep. But when I got home the next day and I looked out my window, the trees in back of my house had come down. And guess what? I could see things beyond the trees that I had never seen before. Well, I knew it was there, but I didn't have a clear view of it. You're following me. So this is when I looked out the window and I said, a storm can change the landscape and cause you and me to see things we've never seen before. A storm, as torrential as it may begin to open up for you insight and new ways of doing things and seeing things. Lastly, you're not to fear maturing. It is a phase of your woman or manhood. Never, never fear maturing. Don't be afraid to mature. I'm telling you. It's part of life. Into a new dimension in your life. That's one of my quotes. Don't fear maturing. It's a phase of your womanhood or your manhood. Yeah. And trust the integrity of the Word of God. Thank you so much for joining me on this podcast. I'm so happy that you spent this time with me as we looked over some of the reflections and words of wisdom. I shout out to you today because I love you, I appreciate you, and it makes my heart glad to know that we spend this time together getting to know each other on a deeper and more intimate level. So you take care. Maybe something was said, maybe some reflection, words of wisdom. Maybe it was just what you needed to today to take the next step in your journey.
Thank you. And please join me the next time on the Dr. Glovina Show. You can connect with me on my social media platforms. And until next time, love, peace, and prosperity.